Fridays are awesome. Welcome to CNN Student News. There are signs of a possible solution in Washington, not over the government shutdown. We're talking about a proposal on the U.S. debt ceiling. On Thursday, Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives said they would propose raising the debt ceiling temporarily. Investors seemed happy about that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average took a big jump yesterday on optimism about a possible deal. But there are a few things to keep in mind. First, this is a proposal. It would have to be passed by both houses of Congress and signed by the president. Second, it's temporary. It would run through November 22nd. And third, it only covers the debt ceiling. And if it's passed, the partial government shutdown could keep going. Republican leaders were scheduled to meet with President Obama at the White House yesterday. Teachers, please keep an eye on CNN.com for the latest details. Today is October 11th. That means it's the International Day of the Girl. The United Nations established that in 2011, and this year's theme is Innovating for Girls' Education. The goal of the International Day of the Girl is to recognize girls' rights and the challenges that they face around the world. For example, in developing countries, one out of every five girls who enroll in elementary school never finish. Globally, only 30% of middle and high school-aged girls are enrolled in school. And by 2015, it's estimated that 64% of the people around the world who are illiterate will be female. Experts say access to education has wide-ranging benefits. Girls who get more education are shown to have healthier families, and increased education leads to higher wages for girls and more participation in their country's labor force. Malala Yousafzai knows all about the benefits of girls having access to education. It's her personal cause and one that led to her being attacked by the Taliban in her home country of Pakistan. She's recovered from her injuries, and now her voice and call for equal education are stronger than ever. Malala is also inspiring others, like Julia Fine, a high school senior. Malala was scheduled to do an interview with CNN's Christian Amanpour that will air this Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Julia won the chance to be in the audience. Her essay about how Malala's bravery inspired her to get involved in activism was chosen by Malala as the winning entry in the contest we told you about a few weeks ago.
It's time for the shout out. The world's busiest port is on what continent? If you think you know it, then shout it out. Is it Asia, Europe, North America, or South America? You've got 3 seconds. Go. The port in Shanghai, China is the world's busiest. In fact, most of the top 10 busiest ports are in Asia. That's your answer, and that's your shout out.